Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It was the weekend before spring break was to end, and I was out with a few friends from school. This was my senior year in high school. Everyone except my friend Keith was in their final year. Keith was a junior. And to be specific, it was Saturday evening at around 15 past midnight. The four of us had piled into Keith's Mustang and went to see a movie earlier in the evening. After the movie ended, we decided to go to the Waffle House for a late night snack. We ran into a couple of more friends and lost track of time, and before we knew it, it was way past our curfew, including Keith's, who was driving. Then we all paid our bills and rushed out to the car, only to find that it had a flat tire.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Panic started to take over for a moment, but Kim, Keith's girlfriend, managed to calm us all down. And I was the only member of the group who had ever changed a tire before, so obviously I was chosen to do it this time. I began by asking Keith where his spare was located, and I was rewarded with a very blank stare and a lazy shrug. And it was clear that it was going to be of no help, so I just went in search of it myself. And after countless minutes of digging through a giant pile of clothes and junk, I finally found it. Luckily, the jack and a lug wrench were lying underneath, and once I was able to dig everything out, I rolled the tire over and jacked up the car. Kim was kind enough to sit next to me and light things up with her phone. Keith and our friend Seth just sat on the curb texting people while we did the work, and to be honest, there really wasn't much they could do, but their lack of concern did annoy me a bit, especially Keith's. I shrugged it off and got down to business. The spare did appear to be a little underinflated, but it was going to have to do for now. And the actual operation was going relatively smoothly, but it was looking like we'd be on the road soon until a new problem arrived. Just as I was beginning to hand-tighten the bolts on the spare, a car of college guys pulled up a few spaces over. Normally, this wouldn't have really mattered, but in this case, it probably meant trouble. You see, my friends and I had problems with these guys in the past. Three of the four in the car had jumped and beaten one of our friends at a party the summer before, and Keith and I ran into them a few days later and almost got into a fight with them. A lot of threats were exchanged, but their girlfriends got them to back off, and I knew that wouldn't be the end of things. And now here we were, almost a year later, unable to get away or distance ourselves. I quickened my pace as fast as I could, but it was obviously too late. And just seconds passed when I heard a drunken curse coming from a yard or so away. Great, I thought. As if things couldn't be any worse, these morons were drunk as a skunk, and I knew this wasn't going to go well. And rather than react, I just continued my work, and our only hope was to get this done before a fight broke out. Keith and Seth started exchanging words with those guys, and things got heated quickly, and I whispered to Kim under my breath that things were going to be okay. But in truth, I clearly had my doubts. The last lug nut was tightened just as things were popping off. I didn't see the first hit, but I knew something was wrong when the light disappeared. I turned around and saw Keith stumbled back onto the ground. Seth was all alone now and outnumbered 4-1. And without a second thought, I ran towards the attackers, swinging wildly with that lug wrench as I went. In hindsight, it's probably a miracle I didn't seriously injure anyone or kill anyone with it. I know I made contact with at least two people, but I'm not sure where, and I continued swinging around like a madman until I heard a voice behind me telling me to stop. It took me a moment to realize that it was Seth. I turned around and saw him waving his hands, and now that I was out of my haze, I could see Keith lowering the jack while Kim helped him. I didn't know where the college guys had gone, and at that point, I didn't care. My single thought was to get away from the situation. Seth and I gathered up all the tools and threw them into the trunk, while Keith and Kim got into the car and started it. We hopped into the car and pretty much squealed out of that parking lot, It's a miracle that the spare held up, and I don't recall checking the nuts one last time before leaving. And now is when I began asking questions. Seth waited patiently until I finished to answer me, and he said that three of the four were about to jump him, but I went crazy and started swinging that wrench around, and they turned to jump on me, but I hit them all a couple of times, and they just turned tail and took off. And to this day, I still don't really remember much of it. I guess it doesn't matter, though. We all got away unharmed, and we never saw those idiots again. I was worried for a while that the cops were probably going to show up, but thankfully they never did. And hopefully those losers learned their lesson that night. No matter how tough you think you are, a scared nerd with a lug wrench probably is tougher.
Hey guys, thanks so much for all the support. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please feel free to do so.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
My name is Rachel. I'm 23, and I'm from Dublin in Ireland. The other day I was on my way home from work, and my route home takes me through a park that I walk through almost every single day. The path I was down cuts through the park diagonally, and there are metal benches at certain spots along the path. Then the other day, as I was walking through the park, there was a man sat on one of the benches. He looked like he was just minding his own business. Him being there didn't set off any alarm bells at all. I'm not stupid. And I've been in a handful of situations already where I'd seen a creepy fella hanging about and thought, nah, I think I'll take a cab home tonight. But in this case, I didn't get any of those vibes at all. I walked down the path and he didn't pay me any attention at first, but as I got within a few feet of him, I heard him say something that couldn't have been directed at anyone but me. I didn't hear exactly what he said, but I just ignored him at first. But then as I passed him, I saw him stand up from the bench out of the corner of my eye, and I realized he was following me. I took out my earbuds, then as I carried on walking with the man asking, "Hello," in a really obnoxious way behind me, I set my phone to record a video, and then tried my best to record him without him realizing as I carried on walking down the path. He kept asking me, "Hello, are you deaf or something?" Until I had my phone recording and I said, "No, I'm not, I just don't want to talk to you." The fellow was easily in his 50s, and I realized that he was probably feeling brave on account of the half-empty bottle of vodka that he was carrying with him. But as I actually talked to him, it was like talking to a child. I told him I didn't want to talk to him, and he asked me, "Why not?" I told him I just didn't, and that he shouldn't be following people he doesn't know through parks. He told me there was nothing wrong with walking with someone, and that he just wanted to be my friend. He carried on like that, being completely pig-headed and irritating, but he didn't escalate, so I just kept on walking until we were only a few feet away from the exit of the park, with the street I live on just on the other side. There's a set of those anti-cycle gates near the end, so I had to slow my pace a bit to walk through, and as I did, he asked me, "Well, can I have a hug then instead?" And I was like, "No, you bloody well cannot have a hug. Are you mental or something?" I know it probably wasn't the smartest move to antagonize the guy, but I was furious that he'd have the cheek to ask a stranger that in the first place. I was so outraged that I stopped as I was about halfway through the cycle gate, but I think that's exactly what he wanted. He reached out and grabbed hold of the arm of my coat. I tried to pull away from him, and he stepped forward closer to the gate and managed to get a grip of my arm. I remember looking around really fast to see if there was anyone I could call over for help, and when I didn't see anyone, all that anger I felt turned to total fear. I tried to tell him to get off of me, but my voice broke up as I felt a lump forming in my throat. I didn't think I'd get so scared so quickly, and I suppose feeling it hit me all at once was just a little too much. When I pulled my arm away as hard as I could, and I expected him to look angry or something, he didn't. He looked like he was having the time of his life. He had this big grin on his face, like he was loving every second of seeing me so frightened, and that only made me more and more afraid that he was going to do something further. I kept moving through the cycle gate after shouting at him to leave me alone. I didn't look back. I wasn't sure if he was following me or not, but all I could think to do was keep walking at a brisk pace and hope I ran into someone I could ask to help me. I turned the corner, and there was a man in his yard and a half a football pitch down the street tending to his front garden. I just remember power walking towards him, hoping that I wasn't followed, and really wishing that I'd chosen some flatter shoes. He saw me before I got close, and I'm guessing he could see what a state I was in, because he stopped and stared before asking if I was okay as I got closer. I looked behind me one last time and felt this wave of relief as I saw the man who had been following me was gone. I'd somehow managed to keep it together until that moment, but when I realized I was safe, the dam just burst, and I ended up bursting into tears as I asked the gardener man to call the Garda, which is what we call the police here, by the way. I saw the man again the other day when I was walking home. The Garda said they'd given him a talking to about approaching young women when it's unwelcome, but he was sat there in the exact same spot as last time, like he was just waiting for me to walk past again.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I walk home a different route now. I'd rather be safe and get home later than risk walking past that bastard again. I just don't understand why men have to be like that. This happened 24 years ago in July of 1996. I had finished my term of service for the Army. I was stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, and decided at midnight I would out-process and travel back to Wisconsin. All day I was so anxious to go that I had trouble sleeping. Finally, at 23:45, I got out of bed and went to sign out with the desk sergeant. Of course, knowing people wanted to sign out at midnight, he decided to do his rounds. You can't leave until you get your final sign-off with the sergeant and turn in your room key. So I waited and waited, and finally, at 02:45, he returned. I turned my key in, got the sign-off, and at 03:30, I was on my way. At first, I was so full of adrenaline that I felt that I could drive for days. Unfortunately, that adrenaline didn't last long, and by the time I was getting through Dallas, I was nodding off. I decided just past Denton that I would pull over at the next rest stop and take a quick nap until the sun came up. I could barely keep my eyes open when I came up to a stop. I pulled over and got out of my car to get some air and throw something away and to get a look at my surroundings. There were only about three other cars and two semi-trucks there. It was a picnic stop and not a rest stop, so no restrooms. I threw my trash away and glanced at a poster of a few missing persons, but I really didn't pay any attention to it. I went back to my car, which was a basic Geo Metro. No radio, no power windows, no power locks. I cracked the windows and turned on the boombox I had for some tunes and laid down to get some sleep. I was only asleep maybe 5 or 10 minutes when I felt my car shake just slightly. I cracked an eye open and looked and didn't see anything, so I blew it off and went back to sleep. I then heard what sounded like my door handle being pulled and scratched on the door key. I then sat up quickly, but I didn't see anyone there. I looked at all the windows and didn't see anyone, so again I shrugged it off as me being tired and laid back down and turned up the radio. Being a Texas night in July, it was hot, but I was so tired I just laid back down. A few more minutes later, I heard the door handle again and car really shook. I sat up quickly and saw a man standing at the passenger's side looking in. Even though it was hot and humid, he was wearing a red sweatshirt with the hood up and I couldn't see his face. Being young and dumb and just out of the military, I yelled at him asking, "What the F do you want?" He just stared at me like an idiot and I got out of the car. Mind you, I'm only 5'6", but I was livid. He just walked off towards the picnic tables like nothing happened. All the while, I'm yelling at him that if he came back, I'd take him out. I decided I would just drive on from there. I got back in and went on my way. Even though I was so upset, only about 10 miles down the road, I was super tired again. Luckily, about another 10 miles down I-35, there was another picnic stop. Not sure why North Texas doesn't have rest areas, but they don't. I pulled into the second picnic stop and backed into a spot just in case I needed to leave quickly. Not sure why, but there was only one other car there and no semi-trucks. I again locked the doors, cracked the windows, and turned on my boombox. I fell asleep right away, and about 30 minutes later, I hear a loud thud on my driver's side window. I jumped up and looked around, and no one was there. I got out of the car, which was very stupid, but I had my macho military attitude going. But no one was around. I assumed it was my nerves from the other stop. I got back into my car, locked the doors again, and closed my eyes. This time I was too amped up to fall asleep, so I laid there with my eyes closed. I felt that someone was looking at me, and I opened my eyes and saw the guy standing there again with the red sweatshirt, hood up. I couldn't see his eyes, but I could see he was smiling at me. I popped up quick and tried to quickly open the door and bump him. Being a cheap geo, since the doors were locked, it didn't open. He walked backwards, still staring at me. By the time I got out, he was about 30 feet away, facing me. It was fairly dark, but as I looked him over, he looked really skinny, but was about 6'2", maybe 6'3", but I still felt like I could take him with my military experience. He was wearing the red hooded sweatshirt, blue jeans, and green tennis shoes. For some reason, I thought the shoes looked odd. I could see something shine every now and then, as he stood there staring at me, and I honestly believe it was a machete. I quickly reached into my back seat and grabbed my baseball bat and started yelling at him to come get some. I'm not really sure why I said that. He started walking towards me and I took a few steps towards him, not really thinking. As I got about 5 feet away from my car, and he was now about 15 feet from me, a yellow van pulled up quick and parked just off to the side of the road. I finally realized what was happening and I saw two guys also wearing hooded sweatshirts in the van. Before they could get out, I ran back to my car. I had left the keys in the ignition. Since I had backed in, I was able to cut it hard right and peeled my car out of there. I was so lucky. Being a manual car, I didn't stall the car because the other two guys were out of the van and the first guy was just about at my car. I jumped back on the interstate and didn't stop until I was about 20 miles into Oklahoma. I stopped for gas and to use the restroom. In the restroom, I noticed that same flyer I barely glanced at the first picnic stop. It was basically a flyer with several missing persons on it and warning people not to stop for long periods of time at the rest areas. It described a possible suspect as possibly 6 foot, wearing blue jeans, green shoes, and a red hooded sweatshirt.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I completely went white. Needless to say, since it was daylight, I drove the rest of the way to Wisconsin, wide awake. Not sure why, but I never reported it to the number on the flyer or told anyone about it. But now I live in North Texas and pass those two picnic stops every day on my way to work. And I think about it quite often.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.